Bill Gates posted this eerie, spine-chilling video on his YouTube channel after the government approves his funded program to release over 750 million genetically modified mosquitoes. They will be released here in America, in the state of Florida, in the coming year of 2021. Would you believe that Microsoft co-founder and multi-billionaire Bill Gates released a swarm of mosquitoes on an unsuspecting audience at a TED conference in 2009? There's no reason only poor people should have the experience, Bill Gates said, before adding that the genetically modified mosquitoes were not infectious. Bill Gates seemed to enjoy using the audience as guinea pigs, or lab rats, for his sick and disgusting TED talk, which was more like an evil horror presentation from nightmares. Bill Gates is funding the research into using mosquitoes as, and I quote, flying syringes or flying needles that can spread all over the world, injecting humans with various substances, including his various funded research programs, nanotechnologies, collecting social data, and of course, injecting vaccines. Since many people are now waking up to the truth behind vaccinations, Bill Gates had to figure out another way to inject every human on Earth with his poisons. These mosquitoes are actually bioweapons, being used for military-type purposes. We all thought this was just conspiracy theories, but as you now see, this is 100% a reality in 2020. Mosquito City is the largest captive colony of mosquitoes being used for vaccine research in the world. It is funded by the Gates Foundation. The foundation funds and supports the Afakara Health Institute, a Tanzanian health research organization. Now, you won't believe what the name of the town means. Get this, the name of the town is Afakara, which means the place people go to die. Are we to believe this evil monster is a peaceful man who wants to save the world from a town named after death and dying? He subjects his slaves to horrific conditions in order to complete the research. We must stand together and fight Bill Gates and the evil elite elders of the Illuminati.
Offering them their meal of the day. Right now we have in here approximately 500 mosquitoes. When you do it for the first time, it can be quite painful, I have to say. But you do get used to it. The name Afakara refers to a place you go to die.
This is the deadliest animal in the world. Mosquitoes kill hundreds of thousands of people each year. The most vulnerable people, children, pregnant women. At first glance, it looks simple, this mosquito digging her proboscis into us. But the tools she's using here are sophisticated. First, a protective sheath retracts. See it bending back? If you look at a mosquito's head under a microscope, you can see what that sheath protects. And inside there are six needles. Two of them have tiny teeth. She uses those to saw through the skin. They're so sharp, you can barely feel her pushing. These other two needles hold the tissues apart while she works. From under the skin, you can see her probing, looking for a blood vessel. Receptors on the tip of one of her other needles pick up on chemicals that our blood vessels exude naturally and guide her to it. Then she uses this same needle like a straw. As her gut fills up, she separates water from the blood and squeezes it out. See that drop? That frees up space to stuff herself with more nutritious red blood cells. With another needle, she spits chemicals into us. They get our blood flowing more easily and give us itchy welts afterwards. And sometimes, before she pries herself away, she leaves a parting gift in her saliva. A virus or a parasite that can sicken or kill us. There's nothing in it for her. The viruses and parasites are just hitching a ride. But this is what makes mortal enemies out of us and mosquitoes. They take our blood. Sometimes we take theirs. But often not soon enough.